Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo. I am your host. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. At this point, we know that I'm saying that every show because it's important, but at the same time, we want to give our campers and myself the freedom to express ourselves in the best way possible. And what a better way to do that than here at Everything EHC with my friend...
Isabel,
where are you from?
I am from Sacramento, California, and in Sun Catcher Place.
Nice. And what grade are you in?
If I were still in school, I would be in seventh.
Seventh grade. You homeschooled?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you doing for fun at home besides your schooling?
Play video games, listen to music, watch TV.
Nice. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and three sisters. My brother lives with my dad, so my sisters live with my mom.
Nice. And do you have, how long have you been coming to camp?
I've been coming to camp for 2 years, well, youth camp 2 years, and family camp for 3 years, and in total, I've been coming for 5 years.
There you go. And so what is different about family camp to youth camp? Can you give us something, some differences for you personally?
Well, the biggest difference is your family's not here a lot, but, I mean, like, sometimes you go in the deep with your life jacket, but you can't. Like, last year I couldn't at family camp, and this year I can't.
Gotcha, because the folks aren't here, right? But it makes it a little bit more fun because the parents aren't here, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have to listen to mom.
Not really, because I kind of miss my mom. Oh, I've been homesick all day.
Are you homesick? Yeah?
Yeah, all week.
You know what? I've done some of these podcasts with some of the adults and some of the other campers. And you know what they always talk about at their first memory?
Homesickness.
Homesickness. And you know what? They've been coming 40 plus years.
Oh.
Can you see yourself here in 40 years? You think you'd be homesick in 40 years?
Not really. I mean, I would be homesick in 40 years.
Oh, Isabel. Have you done any activities this year that you like?
Yep. I've been going to the Kiva, and I like having my... I like going to the cafeteria, but yeah. Because I created a challenge. It's to survive my two-hour lunch at the cafeteria.
Yeah, nice, nice. Oh, Isabel, you're sweet. Okay, so tell us, we're here to talk about something specific for a few minutes, and what is that subject matter?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, because who lives in a pineapple on the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay, so have you seen all of the episodes?
I think, I haven't seen some of the newer episodes because I don't have it on demand, but sometimes on YouTube channels, if you look up SpongeBob Live, there'll be some episodes live, like random ones of the newer seasons.
Right, right. Do you have a favorite episode?
Yes.
Or episodes? What is it? What's a favorite episode?
Three of my, four actually, because they're together. The Best Day Ever episode.
Oh, yeah. And why is that one your favorite? What do you got going on with that?
Because I'm performing at the talent show tonight. I'm going to record and post it on YouTube. I'm going to be singing the Best Day Ever song.
Yep, from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Because it's going to be the best day ever.
Nice. It is the best day ever here at Enchanted Hills Camp. So what do you know what episode that is? What it's called? Or the storyline? I don't know if I've ever seen that one myself. I just started watching SpongeBob not too long ago.
Yeah, I don't know what season it is from. I think it's from the fourth season. But
gotcha.
Basically, the best day ever, because that's what it's called. Uh-huh. He sings a song about it, but his best day ever goes wrong. But then at the end, he realizes that he has the best day ever every day.
Oh!
Yeah, because, you know, he works at the Krusty Krab, and that's the best day ever.
Krusty Krab. And what are the other characters? Squidward? What's the squirrel?
Sandy.
And Patrick is the starfish.
Yeah,
right.
Mr. Krabs, like.
Oh, Mr. Krabs, yeah, because they make Krabby Patties.
Yeah.
And then they have like side, like Plankton. I like Plankton, who's always trying to steal the the recipe for Krusty Krab.
Yeah, some YouTubers say like he's not really a villain, but Mr. Krabs is, because you know Mr. Krabs steals.
Yes, he does. This is all very interesting.
And all Plankton wants to do, he wants to, you know, make good food for the customers.
That's it. He wants the recipe.
Yeah. But Mr. Krabs won't share for him.
Besides the main characters, do you have any side characters you like? I like Plankton, which is why I brought Plankton.
Let's see.
I just saw the episode not too long ago where SpongeBob and Patrick take Sandy's rocket into space.
Oh, you mean like where they pretend like they're aliens?
Yes.
That's the old episode.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching the old ones.
Yeah.
They're on Amazon. You can stream some of the seasons on Amazon. So I like these SpongeBob and the regular show and what's the other one? Adventure Time. Because they're just 12-minute cartoons there. You can just fit one in really quick and it's fun. It's always uplifting, nothing ever too heavy, and the music is always fun, right? It makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and we like to be happy, right?
Yeah. My second favorite episode that I have is Not Normal.
And tell us a little bit about that one. What happens?
SpongeBob, I mean, like, Squidward tells SpongeBob to be normal because he was screaming like a banshee.
He told him to be normal.
Yes, like, so he gets a videotape of how to be normal, but he gets too far because he doesn't have his creators. He doesn't have his freckles, and he starts saying, "Hi, how are you?" And like, wonderful weather we're having. Like, see you around. Like, he slowly becomes normal each day, and Squidward's liking that until SpongeBob starts judging how Squidward looks and how to be normal. And the way to scare him to be weird, the way to be weird again is to have someone that's normal scare you. Like, at the end, Squidward becomes normal.
Right. I get what you're saying. That sounds like a good episode. I'm going to have to check some of those out. How much is it your favorite show? How much do you love it?
100%.
100%. I notice you're even engaging and hanging out with us, but then you're also watching SpongeBob.
Yes, because I was in the radio room. I was like, you know what?
I'm just
going
to watch SpongeBob and listen to music too. Multitasking, we call that. This Kiva Kid is multitasking.
Yes, because I have the collectible. Like, I have three of the older episodes. Like, I bought them. And
nice.
Then, my third and fourth episode, they're together. SpongeBob, I mean, the abrasive side, where SpongeBob couldn't say no, and Patrick was mad because he doesn't come to Glob World with him.
Oh, okay. I think I've actually seen that one. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
there.
Like,
and then
what do you remember from the episode?
I remember I laughed.
I know, I love the episode every time.
I know, me too. And then your fourth favorite episode that behind that one is what?
Earworm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you start singing musical doodle. Like, that never gets out of my head.
Oh, it hooks you, right? It gets in your brain. You're singing it all the time.
Yeah. Trying to summon a dreadful. So to the musical doodle. Have you seen the episode before?
I don't know if I've seen that one. I'm going to have to check them out, though. We're definitely going to catch up, Isabel. We're gonna go home and watch SpongeBob just because you got us so SpongeBobbed up.
Curious.
Yeah, I'm all ready to do a SpongeBob
marathon.
Yeah,
I've been watching SpongeBob in the car, like, all the way here.
All the way here. I understand how it can be addicting. It is funny and clever and hilarious. I totally get it.
I actually have the SpongeBob SquarePants Sponge Underwater movie and the video game.
Uh-huh.
The video game is actually called SpongeBob Hero Pants.
Uh-huh.
And I have the Nicktoons, it's where they fight robots and has SpongeBob in it.
Uh-huh.
And I have...
Do you have any plush toys? Do you have a SpongeBob toy that you... Yeah?
Yeah, I had to get rid of it.
We won't go into
but
details
I have
on
SpongeBob
that.
Smarty Pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have
okay.
You, like,
I don't know what that is.
It's like you push a button on his stomach, and then he makes catchphrases like got him side to side
right.
Or upside down, and he starts singing. And if you hold this belly button, you can actually hear his jokes. Like, I don't.
Oh, I got
it,
yeah.
What's
a joke?
Why does everybody like to give Patrick's autograph?
Why?
Because he's a star.
Boom. That's perfect, Isabel. So we're looking forward to your talent show performance tonight. Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
Yep,
yeah, I'm very excited. We've SpongeBobbed out here on Everything EHC. It's nice to be getting to know you and having you here at camp. We hope you join us again next year. Maybe we can get your family to come again for family camp.
Yeah.
We love having you here. It's a pleasure to have you and all the youngsters here at EHC.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see, like, you know, because it's gonna my performance is gonna be on the movie, the EHC movie.
Yeah, we're gonna get that going tonight. You ready for that? Are you ready?
Yeah. When's it coming out?
I don't know. It takes us time to figure stuff out. We're gonna do stuff. Did you have fun last night at the recording when we did the recording for the holiday song? Was that cool? Did you come down for the movie?
No, you
stayed up? Oh, okay. You just stayed up and hung out up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not everybody came down.
Yeah, but if AHC campers, if you're watching this, you look out because I'm going to play my songs. I have mostly SpongeBob songs.
Perfect. There's a public service announcement from Isabel. Mostly SpongeBob songs.
Yeah. SpongeBob rules.
Okay, perfect. You've been listening to Everything EHC. This is Macy, your host, with Isabel.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us. So much more to come. Please keep tuning in because, well, we love EHC and we love everything EHC, so we're just going to keep doing it. Right, Isabel?
Yeah.
Yeah, EHC is...
the place to be!
Perfect. Thank you for joining us and thank you for listening.